The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Before the show starts, make sure you visit the Breakfast store for all the sweet Breakfast merch, like the super comfy Breakfast t-shirts and the very dapper Breakfast coffee mugs. Go there now, breakfaststore.com.
Can I get y'all anything else?
Welcome to Breakfast with Brent Pope. I hope you saved room for dessert.
I'm almost full. Almost.
Who doesn't love dessert? You have earned this.
Breakfast.
Homemade pecan pie. I love it. Whatever happened to angel food cake? Any type of rhubarb pie. Rhubarb strawberry. Rhubarb peach. That's sour and sweet together. It's hard to beat. Who saved room for dessert? It's dessert breakfast.
I'll get that right to you.
It is now time for the new game that is sweeping the nation called Just Jess, where I'll be asking questions and you will have to tell us the answer, Jess Canty, if the answer is Jess Canty or Jess from the show New Girl, or maybe it's both. Maybe, you know, you have things in common with Jess from New Girl. Are you're familiar with New Girl?
I am familiar with New Girl. I have to admit, it has been a minute since that. Okay. We've watched lots of things since, since that show was on the
All
air.
Right.
So.
Well, I hope that you know the ones that are about you. And
I'm like, no, I don't know.
Pro tip, if it's not about you, I would just guess the other
one. guess the other Jess if it doesn't sound familiar from my life.
Okay. I'm not trying to get you with any none of the aboves. There's no none of the aboves. So
well, thank you for that warning.
Right.
I was like, maybe there's going to be a trick question here,
right,
and I'm not going to know my own history. I don't know.
Well, let's see. We've got some questions here and maybe a couple of bonus questions that you earn bonus points that you can use to buy nothing. I mean, they're
no,
just,
I'm going
to
buy more beignets with my bonus
points. Okay. All right. There you go. More beignets. Question number one. This Jess claims Chicago as her hometown.
Well, this Jess does.
Yes.
But I don't know if the Jess on the show did.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
So
it is Jess Canty. That
all
is
right,
the answer.
Jess Canty.
New Girl Jess is from Portland.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, which makes sense.
Yeah, that tracks.
Next question. Married at the same place they shot The Bachelorette in 2020.
Jess Canty.
That's Jess Canty.
I'm just saying, this is how trendy I am.
Yes.
I get married, and then they shoot The Bachelorette.
Then they have The Bachelorette.
At La Quinta in La Quinta. Not to be confused with, like, the motel La Quinta.
Yeah.
Which was hilarious when we got married and we told our families we were getting married at La Quinta. And people were like, cool, great.
They're like, oh, continental
That's
breakfast.
It's going to be fun. And like, it was so funny because they were like trying to be polite, but they were like, oh, really? And we were like, no. It's this really amazing resort like in Palm Desert. And it was built in the 20s. And
right.
You know,
well, tell
like
me, like,
Clark Gable used to go there.
Yeah, I was going to say, there were some famous people that used to like hang out there. It was Clark Gable,
anyone else? Supposedly, It's a Wonderful Life was written there by Frank Capra.
Oh,
and that's so over Christmas, they do a big like Bedford Falls sort of theme thing.
Nice.
But yeah, it was like, Palm Springs has always been a Hollywood escape. And it was one of the first sort of places where people would run to. So, and it's just gorgeous and beautiful there and fun. So
nice. You know, if you watch The Bachelorette, it was,
Watch The Bachelorette.
There were two different women that had seasons there. It was Tayshia and...
And yeah, it was the whole thing. I don't watch this show, but of course everyone was like, you have to watch. It's
yes,
La Quinta.
Yes.
And so I watched the beginning of it. It was the one where like the first Bachelorette like fell in love with the guy like immediately.
Yes.
And she like, they like left the show.
They left the show.
And then they had a new Bachelorette.
Right. Spoiler alert, they left the show. Yeah. And also somebody slammed her by saying, you're the oldest Bachelorette in history. I thought you'd be more mature or something like that. It was like,
do you know what show you're watching?
Yeah, you know what show you're on, right? Anyway, I was also doing that, being like, oh, that's where Jess got married right there. Yeah. And then this, oh, we got lost over here by this fountain. We were trying to find our car later. Yes. Yeah. Anyway, back to the game show. Watches Dirty Dancing when she's had a bad day.
I'm going to say Jess from New Girl.
Oh, so you don't also do that? It is Jess from New Girl.
I don't also do that, although I adore that movie. And my mother would not let me watch that movie when it came out.
Really?
Because she like thought it was like, you know, too mature. I think, I don't know, I was in like fourth or fifth grade.
Yeah.
And she like wouldn't let me go to this one like sleepover because she thought that they were going to be watching the movie and I was all upset. And then like I saw it in high school and I looked at her, I was like, this is the movie? And she was like, yeah, I don't know.
Wow.
She's like, I don't know why I had a thing with this one.
Yeah, there were a couple, I guess, adult themes in it.
I think it was actually, honestly, the abortion.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of interesting that we're talking about this, right? Because, like, that movie, I think, had a big impact on how I see that issue, right? Because of what it was like before.
Mm-hmm.
And just wherever you are on this side of the issue, there is the fact that, like, you know, that's a good movie to kind of take a look at if you're wanting to know sort of what the history of that topic is.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, next question. Often expresses her feelings by making up a song and singing it loudly.
I'm going to say both Jesses.
Yeah!
I'm going to say both Jesses. I don't do this in public, but I absolutely, especially when I'm like, you know, working from home alone with my cat, there is a large singing component to my day.
Yeah.
Because no one but the cat has to suffer through my singing. So,
well, funny you should mention your cat. The next question has a feisty one-eared cat named Clyde.
That would be me.
Clyde loves you and your husband, and also likes me sometimes.
He does like
Although
you.
Although he's tried to eat my hand before, also, which I find is like a, you know,
that's a sign of affection from him, though.
Right. Right.
Because Brian does let him do that. I don't let him do that to me, and so, you know, he and I have established a rapport over the years where he knows he is not allowed to get like kind of violent with me.
Yeah.
And he gets in big trouble if he does.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Does he still like to escape into the hallway at times? Or
sometimes,
is he?
Yeah. Sometimes he's not. You know, he's the pandemic with us being home all the time, like completely changed this cat.
Really?
Like,
in what way?
He's like Mr. Cuddlebug now.
Aww.
because we were there with him all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He's from the mean streets of Boston. He's a rescue, and he got in a fight with a dog, lost his ear. The dog did not make it.
Wow.
And so he's very, you know, he had some of that trauma, right? And it's taken like years and years of just showering him with love to get him to trust.
Yeah.
And something about us being there during the pandemic every single day and just confronting all of his aggression with more hugs and more love.
Right.
He's finally come to the other side of like, oh, I can trust these two humans. They are not going to hurt me. So,
well, that's great.
Yeah.
Does he have an Instagram account, Clyde?
He does.
Is it One Ear No Fear?
It is One Ear No Fear.
There you go, guys. Follow Clyde on Instagram.
Please follow Clyde on Instagram. Please, like, my Instagram, I am too old. I forget to post. Like, Clyde is way more interesting than me.
One Ear No Fear. Yeah. At One Ear No Fear on Instagram. Last question. Partially based on Diane Keaton.
Really? Oh, that's so cool.
Is that you or I don't know. Is that you or the...
Well, my life is partially based on Diane Keaton.
So it's both.
So it's both.
Both again. I thought this might be a both one.
It's definitely both. I mean, you know, I love wearing men's ties.
Do you see that comparison with Jess from New Girl? I don't really. Tressa said she saw it.
I guess, yeah. I mean, I guess from the perspective of just kind of living in a way that I get the sense that Diane doesn't seem to care about the rules, quote unquote, of what a woman should live, how a woman should live.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In terms of whatever kind of society's boundaries are on that. And she seems to just, I've heard her in interviews and stuff, and she seems to kind of march to the beat of her own drum. So if that's the comparison, I can totally see that.
Well, thank you for playing. I think you went undefeated, got all the questions right.
Phew.
Not all the bonus questions. I did not know she was from Portland.
I did not know.
Also, you know, which Portland? Because, you know, Portland is the biggest city in two different states.
This is true.
That's a good trivia question.
Which Portland?
Yeah. Maine or Oregon? I almost forgot the big one.
You lose.
I lose. Thank you for playing the new game, Just Jess. It was just fabulous.
Just fabulous.
Enjoy breakfast with Brent Pope? Help support it by buying some awesome swag like the comfy shirts and the beautiful coffee mugs. Go to breakfaststore.com.